Welcome to Saturday, Power Hour 237, I think. Around there, 237, 238. We've done these every Saturday that isn't a holiday for the past like 5 years. So, and the crowd has grown substantially. So you've grown from what was 12 people in 2020 to around 400, sometimes 600, sometimes in this region. So, and some of you I recognize have been around for a long time, since probably the beginning, and still, it's like a bad penny, keep showing up all the time. There you go. You know who you are. Yeah. So there's that. So yeah, it's pretty good. A lot of people from the original days there. So this is the Power Hour, of course, and we do have Wings credit for this particular segment. And I'm going to go to the, just put up something to see here for a second. There we go. You can see that. So that's the topic we're going to be doing today. Now we've got a initial CFI class going on right now. So I'm teaching that, which means that we broke for the CFI class to do the Power Hour. And then I need to go back into the class. So you'll still be here like normal. And so I'll look through and maybe I can pick someone to help moderate the second hour, third hour as we go through the our Saturday, so we don't lose that. And then what I will do is I will be teaching the CFI class, and when we have times where either the students work together as a group or there's a break time, then I'll zoom back into the main room and see how it's going and see if I can stir the honey pot for you, right? I wanted to give you some updates on, before we start, just quickly, on the 141 modernization effort and some things that are happening there. So if you don't know, there's the FAA is completely rewriting Part 141. That's the idea. And is scheduled to start that process next March. In the meantime, there's a 141 group, which I'm part of, five committees, and then five subcommittees off that, that are addressing the various elements like initial certification, renewal. I'm on curriculum, training methods side of things, the house, and also the alignment to Part 61 on some of these things. So anyway, we've had a few meetings. I sit on two groups. One of them is simulation and using new technology. And the second group is on the ACS-PTS proposed changes. Now, it may be off our topic slightly, but we feel that we need to do something about that. So I can tell you what's happening there. I'll just give you the results. I mean, they're not secret meetings, so just tell you what they are. My particular, we're trying to get more simulator credit, which we had a big, nice conversation on the power after the Power Hour last time. We had some people who worked within Boeing, who worked within simulation and did a lot of initial work and current work with that. At CAE, it was a guy, there was a Clive was there, sent me some great articles on things. So that was good. And then we had a good discussion with that. And test pilots were in the room. Of all, we never know who's going to be in the room for the second, third, fourth hour. We don't know. So, but anyway, we're trying to qualify, like what, and so it requires a rewrite of an AC 6136B. We require us to modify that. And also my charter, I've been tasked with leading the subgroup on getting flight instructor credit for time they're in the sim, as long as it's toward a certificate or rating. So because the applicant is getting, or the student is getting the time towards their pilot certificate, there should be no reason. And this would help encourage the use of training devices. So that's why I sit on that part. And the other side is on the ACS is trying to modify the text. So as a minimum, we want the text to read, which used to be in the PTSs, the standards are, it's used to say these standards are in good flying conditions. Now they don't say that. So we really want to put that back in there as a first case. And then the second case is to identify things that we're not testing we should, and some things that maybe we don't need to test that are more teaching-centric things. So that's what's happening within the. So we meet, and there's a big meeting in June, and we'll meet until the end of the year. That's kind of how it's going to go. So just wanted to give you a brief update on that because I told you I'd keep you informed in the loop on that. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so let me move ahead now. So move on to the actual presentation, right? I think that's what we came for. But I want to give you an update because as those things go on each week or every 2 weeks, we have committee meetings and then it can tell you what's going on. Okay, there are more things than that, but that's... Certified Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.